Chapter 3. Mr. Henry Baker.
Holmes took the blue diamond in his hand and looked at it. "What a beautiful thing," he said. "Look at the wonderful colours in it. Dark blues and cold whites. All big jewels make people into thieves and killers in the end. This one comes from the south of China, near the Amoy River. It's only 20 years old, so it's a young thing. But already, many terrible crimes are happening because of it. I'm going to put it in my safe now, and then let's write a letter to the Countess of Morca and say we have her beautiful blue diamond here with us."
"But Holmes," I said, "I don't understand. Is that young man Horner innocent, after all?"
"I don't know."
"And what about Henry Baker? The tall man with the hat and the goose? Is he the jewel thief, perhaps?"
"No, I don't think he is. I believe he's an innocent man. I don't think he knew there was an expensive diamond in his goose, a jewel worth more than £20,000. But let's wait and see. Perhaps Mr. Baker's going to answer our advertisement this evening, and then we can learn something more about him."
"All right," I said. "I can come back after work this evening. I'm very interested in the answer to this case."
"Good," replied Holmes. "Dinner is at 7 o'clock.
I got to Baker Street at 6:30 that evening. There was a tall man already at Sherlock Holmes's front door when I came down the street. He wore a long winter coat and had a Scottish hat on his head. When I arrived next to him, the door opened. Mrs. Hudson, Holmes's housekeeper, said, 'Good evening' to the two of us, and we went in and upstairs to Holmes's room."
"Mr. Henry Baker, I believe," said Holmes to the man when he came in. "Please, sit down."
Holmes looked at me and smiled.
"Ah, Watson, good. You are here when we need you."
Then he looked back at his other visitor.
"Is that your hat, Mr. Baker?"
Mr. Baker looked at the hat on the chair.
"Yes, sir. Oh, that's my hat. There's no question about it."
He was a big man with a big head, an intelligent face, and grey hair. I remembered Holmes's words about him. He wore a dirty old black coat with no shirt under it, but he spoke slowly, quietly, and carefully. I looked at him and listened to him, and I thought, yes, this is an intelligent man. He was rich once, but now he has no money, and things aren't easy for him.
"We found your hat and your goose some days ago," said Holmes. "But we couldn't find you very easily, Mr. Baker. We didn't know your address. Why didn't you put an advertisement in the newspaper with your address in it? We waited and waited for an advertisement from you, but saw nothing."
Mr. Baker smiled.
"Oh, I'm sorry. Advertisements are expensive, and I haven't got a lot of money these days. I had once, but not now," he went on. "And, well, I thought those young men in Tottenham Court Road had my hat and my goose, and I didn't want to put an expensive advertisement in the newspaper for nothing.
I understand, said Holmes. Now, before we say more, I must tell you something about your goose, Mr. Baker. I'm sorry, but, well, we ate it yesterday, you know.
You ate it? Said our visitor, and he stood up excitedly.
Yes. Well, we didn't want it to go bad, you see. But we bought a nice new goose this morning for you. It's on the table there, by the door. Is that all right for you?
Oh, yes, yes, said Mr. Baker happily. He sat down again.
And let's see. I think we have your old goose's feet, head, and everything from inside it in the kitchen. Do you want those?
The man laughed. No, no, he said. But I'd like to take that nice new goose home with me. Thank you very much.
Sherlock Holmes looked at me with a little smile. Very well, he said to Mr. Baker. There is your hat, and there is your bird. Please take them. Oh, and before you go, can you tell me something? Where did you get your goose? I know a lot about geese, and that was a very good bird, I can tell you.
Well, sir, said Baker. He stood up and took his hat and the goose in his hands. I got that bird at the Alpha, a pub near the British Museum. This year, the owner of the pub, Mr. Windygate, began a goose club. Every week, we all put 5 or 6 pence into a money box, and at Christmas time, we all had the money for a goose. With that, he said goodbye and left.
Well, said my detective friend, that answers one question. Mr. Baker is not our diamond thief. Are you hungry, Watson?
Ooh, no, not very.
Let's eat later, then. We must go to the Alpha at once. We need to speak to Mr. Windygate tonight.